Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my websites, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle. But here we are, you and me, and I am glad for that. And I am grateful. I have no desire to drink today. It's amazing. I do have a piping hot cup of my regular coffee here with me in my unicorn mug. And overflowing with gratitude. And love this morning. I'm going to read something from Emmett Fox, Around the Year. And then I want to read a couple things from the big book, and then I want to talk about it. There's a book I read in the morning called Around the Year with Emmett Fox. I really enjoy it. Coffee's so good today, I'm just going to have to take a sip. It is so delicious. All right. Of course, I'm recording this in May, but the reading I've chosen today comes from December 11th, if you happen to have the book and you want to read along as I paraphrase. It's called Give a Time. People sometimes accept the idea that a change of thought, plus turning to God in prayer, will transform their lives into harmony and freedom. The logic of this principle appeals to them, and they set to work upon it in earnest. Then in a few days they say, nothing has happened after all, and they drop back into their old negative thinking. That is extremely foolish. The results of many years of general negative thinking are seldom corrected in a few days. No one who goes upon a new physical diet or medical regimen expects to reap the advantages in so short a time. You must keep up the new way of thinking and refuse to be discouraged by seeming failures at first. The right motive for adopting right thinking is that it is right. The wrong thinking is wrong. And we should do right whether it seems to pay dividends or not. Of course, it does pay dividends, fabulous dividends, but it usually takes a little more perseverance in the face of preliminary slowness. So there's that. And then let's go to page 100 in the big book. And second full paragraph, about halfway through. Should point out that his defects of character are not going to disappear overnight. Show them that he has entered upon a period of growth. 133. First full paragraph. Second sentence, a body badly burned by alcohol does not recover overnight, nor do twisted thinking and depression vanish in a twinkling. I was just talking to a friend about this. And there were so many times that I thought that what I was doing wasn't causing any movement. I just thought I was so screwed up and I was just stuck that way. I knew what to do. I learned what to do. What I mean by that is I learned what the tools are in the big book, and I learned what the principles are to practice, and made complete sense to my heart and my soul and my brain. It made complete sense. I knew that was the right thing to do and the right way to be. Like, for example, I learned, you know, above everything, we alcoholics must be rid of our selfishness, and I could recognize when I was being selfish, but I just didn't. I couldn't. It just wasn't going away. In a way, I was getting more selfish for a while just by analyzing it, analyzing myself, and then getting mad at myself for being in self. And I would start this horrendous feeling cycle where I would just beat myself up and there were just so many times I was just so discouraged, thinking that I wasn't changing. And I would be able to articulate the right thing to do, what I thought was the right way to think, what I thought was the right way to feel. But the fact that I couldn't achieve those results quickly just led to all kinds of cognitive dissonance. I was just really upset a lot and didn't know what to do. There's many times I would just for example, I'd, you know, go to a meeting, not feeling it at all, but go, almost not go. Then I'd go, and then I'd get there, and I'd feel awkward and weird and self-conscious, and I would end up being called on to share, or I would decide to share to try and get out of myself, and I would feel awkward the whole time, and like I was full of it. Then afterwards, I'd feel terrible. Then I'd go home and listen to records and chain smoke and cry. I mean, I was just in a lot of pain for a long time in sobriety. And I'm grateful that I've been persistent in my effort to seek God through all of that, because I'm just not having experience even close to any of that anymore. And I want you to know that if you're going through anything that mirrors what I'm describing, then I relate to that deeply. And I want to let you know that there is hope. And hang in there. And keep doing the right thing. Keep trying. Be gentle with yourself. Don't beat yourself up. If anything I'm sharing resonates with you and you relate to it, and you're the one I'm talking to, then I wanted to say these things to you. Absolutely, I promise. It does improve and get better and better and better and better. Just early times, and I mean like years. It took me some years to, you know, have things really get still. So hang in there. Give a shout out today to Mallory and to Wes, to Matt, to Ross, to Dr. Wu, to Teets. Giving a special shout out to Teets today, because why the hell not? And as always, Chelsea, I love you very much. Dave, I love you very much. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything's okay. I have a photo shoot today for a cod piece. If you don't know what a cod piece is, look it up. Doing a photo shoot today where I wear a cod piece and nothing else. All right. I'm just going to stop myself right now. Thank you for listening to the show. If you're still listening after that joke, thank you again. And, write to me, sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. If you've never written to me before and you've thought about it before, just do it. I love hearing from you. Check out the books. Go to Amazon, Sarcastic Big Book, Sarcastic Daily Meditations, and all that other stuff. I am working on a serious meditation book that's straightforward and kind of related to this podcast. So, anyways, I don't know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that is worth saving, and I hope you'll do it.